they were in some way speaking, using English words. So first of all, when I first heard the headline and then investigated, I was expecting some language that I could neither recognize or understand, but they are actually words like you and I. It does appear that they were using English words with syntax that would not be familiar to us to solve a problem. Facebook is reporting that they didn't shut it down because they were afraid that the bots were going to take over the earth or take over Facebook. At least Facebook is saying they shut it down because the bots were not accomplishing the task they had been assigned to do. And that's a very common thing in the world of technology. It did give a great opportunity to sort of add a horrific perspective to the story. And it may be that Facebook is making that up because something horrific really was going on. But I am inclined to believe that since these were also not really robots as it's being reported in the physical sense, because often when you see the story, there's like a cyborgish man in the picture. But these were actually chatbots. So these are just essentially little servers or digital chips doing the responses. There was no physical being or set of physical beings interacting. So I hate to throw cold water on the story, but I don't know that it was as interesting as everybody thought and got excited about.
Well, let me offer a contrary opinion. It's the little thing today that could be a big thing tomorrow. And I think that's probably what people are focused on. If for whatever reason, these chatbots, which are very, you know, simple creatures, as it were, in the cyber world, can start to communicate without us exactly picking up on what they're saying. I mean, the evolution of that, I think, is what has people a little freaked out.
If we're going to call it artificial intelligence and embrace it, why would we be surprised that it would actually exhibit intelligence? We may not be the be-all and end-all of intelligence. There may be other things in the world, including these non-organic things, that could actually turn out to be a lot smarter than us. And in fact, I think if you look at the universe, the sky and the planets and, you know, how everything works in the physical world and the world of physics, I think there are some forms of intelligence that are far beyond our comprehension because we haven't figured it all out yet. We've had a lot of time to do it.
But in this case, it was our brains and our hands and bodies that created this intelligence that may someday be smarter than us.
Fair enough. Yes, we invented this artificial intelligence. Sometimes we as humans display large or small forms of intelligence as well. And I think we all have to be aware of when we're communicating with other humans. Is that person really the person I'm communicating with? Do they really understand what I'm saying? Am I really understanding them accurately? Is it really the person I think I'm communicating with? What I think makes this fascinating and relevant is we are going to begin to communicate with beings, particularly digitally, that are not humans at all. And I think it's going to change the very nature of human interaction.
We don't want to keep technology from progressing. I'm not sure we could stop it even if we wanted to, but we want to build in some fail safes so that these things help us, serve us, but are not out of control and we still have ultimate control. I think as humans, we probably deserve that much.
If we can figure out a way to get it. I think what we will find, we will never achieve a state where we have absolute control over the machines around us, and that this will be an ongoing process because I think they will continue to surprise us.